Yeah.
I have Mr. Haldeman for you now, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Just a second.
Manola.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I didn't need to bother you. I was just checking on a couple things here with regard to Mara. You have a, how'd Sidwell Friends go?
Oh, fine. We just had to go over for a...
I used to go over there.
Conference with them about...
A conference?
Peter's going into the, high, you know, from junior high to high school.
Sure.
Would have a,
oh, yeah. I went over once for a hockey game, girls hockey. It's a lot of fun.
Now, it's still kind of a strange school, as I imagine it was then, but it's...
Oh, it's more strange now. I imagine it's, I don't know.
Your Quakers are an odd breed to deal with.
Oh. I guess they teach well. I don't know.
Well, they really seem to. God, they get
their kids into college, at least.
They sure do. And they get the National Merit Scholarships and all that.
Yeah.
Carloads. So.
But I don't know.
I went by there and got that over with.
And the Quakers, they're due. You know, as soon as we get Vietnam over with, they'll all be for us, too.
Yep.
It's basically they're conservative, you know. They're really basically conservative. They're not, they're pacifists, but they're, you know, they
conservative on the
tough with money and all that sort of thing, you know. That's what they're doing. Let me ask you a couple things. Did you have in this poll any the questions where they rated the issues which they were most interested in or
no?
That did not
but we show. Will in the other one.
Yeah. I noted one thing in at least as far as anything you have here. Revenue sharing reorganization didn't turn up any at all, did it?
Nope.
Did, was
but
there
we
any,
I don't
there
think
was
we
no way
a
that,
chance.
Yeah. Well, environment did. You know.
I don't know.
Or
let me
maybe
see.
Maybe you listed that as something to ask them about. Is that what it is?
Yeah, we gave them the.
And we didn't ask them about revenue sharing.
We asked them to rate it on each of 13 issues.
And that was not included in the list.
No, and I think the reason we took these was because we had some previous data on them,
exactly.
At least on some of them.
Could have been.
Yeah,
right,
we did.
Right, good. No problem. I'm just curious. On the next one, we'll ask them. I think it's important to know.
Now, we'll have a lot of that in this one that's coming in the end of the week.
What do you mean? Like
the domestic consul poll.
Oh, they taken a poll?
So. Yeah. See, they've done one that's...
Well, basically on issues, so...
Completely issue.
Yeah.
And... goes into
I
a
have
lot
a,
of detail on it. It's one that the government's paying for, you know.
I have a feeling that myself that the two big ones that we have. You mentioned cancer, and I agree it isn't much, but it's better than the others. But,
oh, yeah.
But as far as revenue sharing and environment are concerned, I think they've got about as much. I just don't think there's much to them. I just don't think the environmental thing, except for a rather fanatical group, sends a hell of a lot of people. You know, I just don't think it does.
Right. I think that's right.
And I think about every survey that we take shows that. Because it's just for the reason that the average guy sitting in his place just doesn't have a hell of a lot to do with the environment, you know. It's only certain people that do. Let me ask you another thing. Do you have a... Could you go back to the approval rating? Do you have the regional breakdowns on that?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear that. Be of interest in terms of my... Just waiting for some materials in the press book right now.
Approval. Overall, it's 48.
And what is it? What's the negative?
And the negative is 36.
36, 48. Mm-hmm.
In the east, it's 40, 46.
40, 46.
Disapprove.
Mm-hmm.
In the Midwest, it's 50, 34.
Mm-hmm.
In the South, it's 54, 28.
Jesus Christ. That's, now, there's a hell of a 54, 28.
Yep.
That's about what it ought to be nationally.
You're very solid there.
And in the West?
West is 46, 39.
That's pretty good in the West, isn't
it? So a little weak in the West. Strongest in the South.
Midwest about
a little strong in the Midwest and weak in the East.
Mm-hmm. The East thing is a little hard to figure for me. I don't know. I can't quite figure it as differing from the rest of the country so much, except for the enormous impact of the sort of the liberal anti-war feeling here. I mean, I know, but you know what I mean. It's all over the country. It's even in the Midwest, and the Midwest is very isolationist.
Yeah.
But I think in the Midwest, the sort of Spartan virtues appeal a little more to people. Don't you think that's it? What do you attribute the East to? Because the East, you know, with New York and Pennsylvania, we think we thought we were doing a little better.
No. Now you look at the. Of course, the East is where there's been the big drop too, as we were talking about before.
Yeah.
It's down
from 59 to 40. It's
59 to 40.
Yeah.
1 year.
You remember an earlier poll? You had a situation where there was an aberration in the far West. You remember that was the March poll, wasn't it? Remember you went back to them and you found that they'd made a mistake.
That was that last June poll.
It was. Huh?
Yeah, where the far West was 49.
Yeah.
It ended up 49. Actually, was lower than that at first.
Yeah, it was down to 42 or 3 or something like that, or something. And you had them go back.
And then they reworked it, right?
Right. Yeah, because they had it weighted to the north, the Democrats. Okay.
I still have a feeling that one. There's something wrong on that one, though, because it.
What?
Well,
in the East.
The fact that the East was so high, that the East was 59 and the
yeah.
West was 49.
Yeah.
In that one.
Yeah. Because
the East has never been as high as the West in any other poll we've taken.
It doesn't seem to make any sense, does it? No.
And I don't see why it would be in general.
Well, it'll be interesting. We'll take another whack at it. How many people were sampled in this case?
1,500.
Oh, wow.
That's their...
That's enough.
But, you know, they do it by personal interview, but it's 1,500.
That's what Gallup takes, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah, it's what they all figure is about the right.
When is Gallup's coming out?
I don't even know that it is, and we won't know until.
Well, it's not so far different from the other. His last one is 5038, wasn't it, or something like that?
Yeah.
The last one he published. My recollection is that.
Yeah, 5037.
Mm-hmm. And this one
is May 14th one.
And this one is his tentative figure, at least. Or is it the final one now? 49, what?
No, it's still tentative, but I... Well,
yeah,
that's what it is. It's tentative.
What does he have as his negative? The same as ours, 36 or 38?
I think it's 36.
Right.
Okay. I have that sheet here, but I don't have it.
Fine. Let me come back to one other point on the schedule. It seemed to me that... The one thing that I wonder if you were able to analyze in this, and I guess maybe you can't, is what, if any, effect we've all, you know, felt press conferences are so damned important. They have. I just wonder about that. I suppose everything, the press conference contributes to everything, but there's nothing that specifically kind of brings that up, does it?
No.
Press conference is basically the image maker of them all, isn't it? The speeches too, but the press conferences. And when you stop to think of the massive number of people you hit with one of these things, the press conference and the conversations and the rest, that's how they know the man.
That's it. That's where they form what opinions they develop.
Well, the real question, and that's what all this is related to, is whether we are following about the right line in the press conference. Well, we can't change it. I mean, there's much to do about it. But, you know, when you're talking about strength, if you're talking about, you know, all that sort of stuff, that's where they get it, don't they, in the
mm-hmm.
press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I've made up a little, I'll give it to you Wednesday, but I made up a little memorandum with regard to things. I think on this, one thing that naturally would follow from it would be to give to the cabinet people and the top staff people, in other words, the speaker team and even the top partisan types and from the House and Senate, just about 3 points to emphasize. I mean, one, world leader, two, dignity, and three, the whole business of doing what is right, bold and courageous, and so forth. Wouldn't you think so?
Yep.
Those are points that really have to be made by other people And if you just get them down to that, rather than in terms, gee, this guy's cleaning up the environment and he's giving you revenue sharing and, you know what, except basically for war, unemployment, jobs, and inflation. I mean inflation and crime. There, none of the other issues really matter, Bob.
No, that's
just really
sure clear. But
it's quite,
we've got a lot of ground to gain in the certainly in the crime area.
In the crime area.
Crime and dope.
The crime and dope. Now, basically,
in the economy,
what,
you're either going to gain it or what, not on the facts.
What happens in the economy and what happens in the war will determine that. But crime basically is an issue of rhetoric. You always have crime. You're always going to have a hell of a lot of it. You're going to have a lot of dope. But it's a question of whether or not they think you're out fighting the goddamn stuff, you know.
Yep.
Now, on the war, we do the best we can indicating we're fighting it, and on the economy, we can. But you can talk to your blue in the face, and they say, well, we still got it. But for the average person, as far as crime is concerned, and it doesn't, you know, isn't affecting him, you know, except that he reads about it, hears about it, and maybe his kids are exposed to it. I think this is a real chance for us, don't you?
Yep.
I mean, be the crime fighter. Take Dewey, you know, when he made his great reputation.
Sure, fighting DA.
He made it as a fighting DA. I mean, he didn't end crime in New York City, but he put a couple of people behind bars.
And he made a lot of fuss about it.
And he made a lot of fuss about it. It was an enormously publicized thing. That's, of course, the secret of Edgar Hoover. Edgar Hoover is a enormous publicist. And in our case, we just mosey around, you know, and do the right thing and sign memoranda, and that's about all. And as I say, Mitchell, with all of his his class and everything, he doesn't get that across to folks, Bob.
Yep.
I mean, people do not. I don't believe. I would say this: you would across the country, they might know Martha, but they might not know who the hell he was right now. You know, you get a lot of that. It's because basically he hasn't been exposed.
Well, that's, he's not colorful and he's not.
He's not a. TV
not dramatic about the stuff he does.
I would imagine that Connolly right now is better known than Mitchell.
Probably. Well, I don't know. Martha would make a lot of difference.
She would help.
Mitchell's.
That's right. Now, coming to your calendar, we were talking about what we might do. You know, we were thinking about the possibility of that Maine junket on 19th.
Yeah.
Now, did I understand that then we'd come back and do something on the 22nd? Was that it? The AMA.
Yeah. Well, either that or we could do the AMA the next day.
23rd.
No, the 22nd. The AMA has to be the 21st or the 22nd. You do.
I'd rather do it the 22nd if we do the damn thing.
You could do.
Now then.
Do the Rochester thing on Friday the 18th if we can move Senghor. Or you can meet him in the morning. It's still
in my view, you can goddamn near cancel him. You know what I mean? Move him to the morning.
He is in the morning. As a matter of fact, we could do the Rochester background of the afternoon of the 18th, and then go on to Maine that evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that might be an idea. Get Rochester out of the way, then go to Maine.
Spend Saturday and Sunday at Maine, then do Portsmouth Monday.
Monday, and then come back and do.
And come back here.
Come back here and then go up
and then
do
go,
the AMA.
Then just shoot up to the AMA on Tuesday.
Right. Now, what I was wondering about was whether we ought not really to try to put a press conference in on the 24th. My view is, you see, you won't have one this month otherwise.
Well, yeah, I had one tentatively on the 23rd, but that you wouldn't have time for it.
No.
That'd
be too much of a workout.
What about doing one in California?
Well,
the end of the month. Well, or yeah, do it the 24th. The only problem with that is the Hovde dinner, and
I don't
seems
really
to me you're just as well off without that anyway.
I think we could let that one go. I think we could really let that one go. Yeah. Well, that's kind of hold on the Hovde dinner, then. Will you do that? Figuring we might do that on the 24th, because you got the 28th trip coming up, see?
Yeah.
And I think you might as well.
The trip, would you have announced the trip by then?
Oh, hell yes. You'd have to announce it by then.
We can announce this one a little bit more ahead of time?
Not a hell of a lot. Maybe almost like to announce it. Well, about then, about the 23rd or so, but we can't give too much. We just don't want to have the build up in the Congress. I wouldn't want to announce more than a day before the press conference.
Yeah.
But the press conference would be then.
Because if you announce the trip before the press conference, then you're going to spend all your time in the press conference talking about the trip, probably. If we could wait, maybe it'd be better to do the press conference.
And then announce it, huh?
And then announce it the next day.
Well, I suppose another thing you could do would be to do the damn doctors on the 21st.
Well, that'd be the other thing. You could do Portsmouth and then the doctors on the way down. Do it late in the afternoon. The doctor thing is not a good story for the public.
Not for the damn.
It's a good story for the doctors.
Yeah.
Of course, Portsmouth isn't a good story for the public either.
We really aren't doing it for stories, are we?
No, that's right. They're both local.
Dropping in.
They're both for their own purposes.
So there's something to be said to do them both and get them over with. Portsmouth is a better story than the doctors. I'd a hell of a lot rather see people cheering around in Portsmouth than my own doctors. And then you can move the press conference to the 23rd. Is that your point?
Mm-hmm. Then go on out to Indiana on the 24th that night.
Well, with the Indiana isn't the reason we're doing it. I'm just thinking of, I mean, as far as the announcement is concerned, you see, we ought to get the press conferences in a routine, it seems to me, of every 3 weeks if we consider them to be useful. Don't you think so?
Yep. I agree we can.
I can't think of any other event that, unless we have a conversation sometime along, we might have, but we don't want to have that yet. I'm not quite ready for that. But if we went on the 24th, I'd rather have it announced. It's hard for me to have a press conference and then have it announced the next day.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I think it's really better to have it announced. Well, maybe it's just as well to have it announced so that I can put it in context.
Have it announced, you can put it in context. And
I can say that I'm going, yes, and the purpose of this is to discuss the program of withdrawal and replacement.
And until we've had our meeting, I'll have nothing more to say on it.
Yeah, we'll have an announcement at that time.
It's a way to put the trip in context and to turn off any other discussion of Vietnam stuff.
Yeah. I think the 24th, Bob, makes a better date, don't you think, to...
Yep.
And then not do Indiana, or...
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, I don't think the... I just don't think that hub de dinner is...
I don't think it's going to get you a hell of a lot of...
Halfway promise to do it, really. I sort of told him I'd do it.
Well, we can...
Say that the trip has come up, and then I've got to go. But the 24th, as a matter of fact, if you wanted, you could then put the press conference on the 25th, couldn't you?
Yeah.
On Friday.
Yeah.
And then have the announcement on the 24th.
And then what, go to California on Saturday, huh?
Oh, hell, I'd go out right after the press conference.
That night?
Sure.
Get you there awful late.
Well, maybe not. Well, it doesn't get there very late, you know. You get, go at 9:30, you get there at 11:30. California time.
Yeah.
So. Well, the 24th is probably the best date, isn't it?
I think it is.
Well, hold it, will you, and then let the other one go.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more I think of it, I think that the press conferences are probably our best device. The conversation thing, I guess we're not really, we really don't want one right now, do we? I mean, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just not sure. That's another thing we could do. Rather than a press conference, we could have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. That might not be bad.
The difficulty with having it with Cronkite, it was virtually all on Vietnam, you know. He's so obsessed with the damn subject.
Yeah, and it seems to me maybe it'd be better to do that after the two visit and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, we've got a little more positive.
Got some more things pretty kind of wrapped
that
up.
That might be a good one to do.
Maybe do it July or something. You don't get as big an audience for that anyway.
And that's right, but it's still a big audience. And you might as well do it then. I think the press... press conference makes a little sense there, Bob, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Also, 1, 2...
Yeah, well, that's where we had figured it. We were tentatively working on...
Well, let's just try to bang it in the 24th. Give me a day afterwards. And
yeah.
Okay, then I think I would not... Then I would spread the doctor thing to the 22nd, don't you? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Try to...
Oh, sure.
I used to do two in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, fine, Bob. Thank you.
Okay.